Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall is calling the state title games tonight in Bloomington on the U. Those games were postponed. This is Layla Rahimi and Mark Grody. And while we talked about Bucky Brooks' power rankings, the Bears moved up to number 5. The others are, in this order, the Broncos, Patriots, the Seahawks, sure, and the Rams. Mm-hmm. There is one area of the Bears that I think we can confidently say is the best in the NFL, and that's despite what I mentioned earlier in 5 on it, the left tackle position being a bit of a question mark right now. The offensive line has especially not just come on, but the way they've been able to block, the money they spent on guard, center, guard, which I think we were all very optimistic about when it came to Joe Tooney, Drew Dahlman, and Jonah Jackson, has come through. And Darnell Wright, we know, at least on the right side of the run game, that EPA is high. He's improved this season as well. So the Bears' offensive line has shown out in a way that really reflects in the running game numbers that we've seen the Bears have as well. So on the football postgame show with you, Mark Grote.
Oh my goodness.
Olin Krutz, our offensive line main analyst, shared his thoughts on the Bears' win over the Eagles.
A lot of heat Ryan Poles took for taking Darnell Wright over the guy they're playing against, and Jalen Carter.
Right.
And Ryan Poles rebuilds the offensive line this year by trading for Tooney, signing Dahlman, getting Jonah Jackson, putting them on a line of scrimmage, and then Ozzie Trapillo today playing left tackle. And we talked about, if we don't talk about him, that's a good thing. Not much to talk about today. He got beat once. How Caleb gets out of that sack, I have no clue, right? How he ducks out. He eventually does get sacked, but how he ducks out of a guy coming off the edge is amazing to me. This offensive line right now, like I said in pregame, I thought for 3 or 4 weeks they're the best offensive line in the NFL. After today's performance, mm-hmm, I don't know how you can argue that. I think this is the best offensive line in the NFL right now.
To which I said, wow. What I was just thinking about as Olin was saying that and hearing it again, and obviously I heard it in real time too, is do you remember that game where the Bears offensive line couldn't get the Bears a 3rd and 1, and then they couldn't get the Bears a 4th and 1, and then a couple weeks later again they couldn't convert on a 3rd and 1 and a 4th and 1? That
they couldn't run a quarterback sneak.
They couldn't run a quarterback sneak.
Now a lot of that had to do with QB too. He was backing into it.
That is a discernible change and difference from the beginning of the season. And I will say this too, because one of the things that Olin Krutz has been talking about for years as far as the offensive line, and anytime he talks about opponents' offensive line, you know what Olin does very wisely? He says, tell me where they were drafted. How much money are they making? And Olin was able to systematically break down the Bears and say, Coleman Shelton, undrafted free, just throwing out a name right there. And now
Max Rustifer.
Max is so
not
so,
a real name.
Not a real name. It's Sam Mustifer, for all of those who don't get the joke. But now in this offseason, and I credited Ryan Poles at the time, so this is not retroactive. They spent money on the interior of their offensive line. And guess what? That restoring of order to that is the biggest thing the Bears have going for them this year. They also have two young players that were highly drafted on their ends right now. You have Darnell Wright, who, as was mentioned, was the Jalen Carter replacement player for the Bears in that draft. They chose this man over Jalen Carter. Would I still like Jalen Carter probably on this team more than that guy? Probably, but it's working out just fine. And then on the other side, one of the great revelations, one of the best things going for the Bears right now is that they have gotten their second round pick to where he is at least serviceable and probably more than that in Trapillo, it's Zapillo, at the left tackle spot.
Yeah, there have been a lot of offensive line name missayings on this era.
We have to stop because one of these days we're going to mispronounce it at the wrong time.
It's a dangerous game we're playing.
It's a very dangerous game we're playing.
And it was brought up to me by a few people. The question of, oh, well, look at what happened in the Bears and Eagles game. Wouldn't you like to have Jalen, or would you still think that Jalen Carter would, you know, that whole question of, oh, well, now look at Jalen Carter. All I've ever said about it is this. Matt Eberflus clearly wanted a player like Jalen Carter to fit that defense in that scheme. He didn't get him.
They still don't have that guy either.
They still don't have that guy. And Jalen Carter was a game wrecker. He had a horrible pro day. We know that. People got really upset when I pointed out that last year in the playoffs, that Jaden Daniels was on fire, had amazing games, and Jalen Carter was part of the reason the Eagles were able to beat the Rams in order to advance. And I say that to say this. Jalen Carter still, on this team especially, I think now the culture piece of it wouldn't be a concern because there are so many established veterans. That doesn't take away from the fact that the Bears also needed an offensive lineman. But both can be true. Jalen Carter can be really good, and he can show you why he was so good last season. He can show you what he is capable of doing. And Darnell Wright can also improve. But Darnell Wright didn't have the best game against the Eagles. Has he had a better season overall? Yes, without a doubt. But that wasn't his best game either. Did the Bears offensive line as a whole do a great job against that Eagles defensive front? Yes. And that's the point here. We are finally getting to the point where the whole is greater than the parts. And that's not something we have been able to say for a very long time.
And Leila, another great part about it is this is like, I always use this analogy. It's like when an ace pitcher joins a rotation, it puts everybody else back in the proper perspective. Like all of a sudden, you can call Braxton Jones your swing tackle, which is great because he's been good, right? He was good as a left tackle, but upgradable was always the word I would use for Braxton. So now he's on a depth piece. Ryan Bates, who I know you've heard nothing from this year, was a candidate to start for the Bears offensive line last year. And we know how much Ryan Poles has loved him forever. Now he's just a perfect depth piece. Karan Amagaji, if he ever gets himself healthy and put back together, you could just look at him and not feel the pressure. That's a depth piece all of a sudden. The rookie from Michigan State, Luke Newman. I was going to say Walton. Luke Newman.
Yes.
He's in the proper perspective, and he has contributed this year. So, like, it really is heartening to see the top five guys. And honestly, I don't know what happens with Benedett, like, once they have deemed him to be healthy. He's a perfect backup, too, now.
That's the point. You need that depth on an offensive line. The reality is you're not going to have the same five guys every time. We know that. We know that well. But when you consider what you just said, it's the draft capital. It's the financial capital. How you're valuing these players should be based on their actual performance. It shouldn't be based on how they were picked. And that's part of my issue. There's been a dissonance too many times when it comes to how much was spent on somebody versus their role. Like with Braxton Jones, his last name might as well have been for a fifth round pick, because that's always the discussion when it came to how he was playing, was such and such XYZ for a fifth round pick. That was always at the very end of the sentence. And that bothered me. You're right. When you have better linemen, you understand the hierarchy more. Think about the importance of center and how much we talked about Lucas Patrick and how much of a problem he was and how much film there was of him sitting on the ground some of these times, you know, when Caleb Williams was sacked or when Justin Fields was having to run for his life. You're not seeing that happen now. Drew Dahlman is somebody you trust. Drew Dahlman is somebody who you know will get the snap out and the delay of game is not going to happen on him. Yes, there have been false start penalties on everybody on the line. Joe Tooney had one, mm-hmm. you know, in the game most recently.
Joe Tooney's reaction was like, you got to be kidding. Do you know who I am? I'm Joe Tooney.
But to just have that reliability right in front of Caleb Williams and to see how they've been using it to their advantage where they're wearing teams down.
We're a far cry from Pig Simmons and Arlington Hambright, I think is what we're saying right now in terms of the Bears' depth at offensive line.
Lacavius Pig Simmons.
That's right. I love Pig.
The amount of offensive lineman names we've had to learn has been hilarious through the years. And the fact that they're so good that you can rotate left tackles right now who are learning on the job.
Yes.
That is a flex.
By the way, I don't understand. We're hearing a lot of this text at the top, and I'm not sure exactly to what they are referring, but stop moving the goalposts. And I know what that means, like changing the
expectations.
People
say that I said I wanted Jalen Carter, and I didn't, because they think that Lawrence and I say the same things all the time about everything. They've decided we're the same person.
Well.
I didn't say that. I just said he was like the guys who you didn't pick were really good.
By the way,
week in the playoffs, like. I know what I said. There's tape on it. You listening? That's another question.
Well. And look, the
you said this. No, I didn't. I never called Justin Fields generational. I said that it was ruled malpractice if Caleb Williams wasn't picked first. Like I said it on multiple podcasts even.
Yeah, yeah.
We knew what was going to happen, especially after the combine. Lil wanted the hole. No, she didn't. Just because somebody on the internet says it's true doesn't mean it is. I never said that.
The goalposts are made to be moved, by the way. The football is there's nothing more fluid than an NFL season, too.
But additionally, you can, of course, question whether or not Jalen Carter would have been on this team. But your head coach wanted him. It was just a matter of whether or not it was going to work.
If I still had to say, even as great as the offensive line is.
And his pro day was terrible.
I'd still rather have Jalen Carter on the
really?
Team. Yeah. Yeah, because you know what? The Bears' best three technique tackle since Matt Eberflus took over, Ryan Poles, I should probably say, is still Justin Jones. And he's long gone.
Well, and at one point we were asking at the very beginning of the year, was Dominique Robinson the best pass rusher?
Right. Yeah. You want some defensive numbers here? The Bears are 25th in sacks, 29th in hurry percentage.
By the way, speaking of those Denver Broncos, look at their sack numbers. My God. They've been exponentially outpacing the rest of the league.
Walloping guys is what's going on.
Yeah, and the Green Bay defense is also pretty good. So yeah, I get so annoyed by that stuff, but I'm not doing my show for the same 100 people who don't listen on purpose, so that's kind of
You're
how
doing the show for Pig Simmons. That's who you're doing the show for.
If I were doing the show for Lacavius Pig Simmons, I would be like, okay, you run this way, and I'm going to run behind you, and thank you for clearing everything for
me. We got to find out if Lacavius is still playing. We'll
he was also just dedicated. I mean, the guy served. He served his role well on this team.
What was he? Was he even a draft pick or was he a free agent?
I thought
he was.
Yeah, I thought he was a. I don't think he was drafted by the Bears.
Yeah,
no.
Arlington Hambright was. I think I want to say a seventh round pick, but I'll look it up.
847 with a reasonable take on the text line. Caleb is on pace for 24 touchdowns and 3,856 yards, an improvement from last year, but not stellar.
That sounds like his season.
That's a reasonable take.
Improvement from last year, but still not stellar. That is a good summation of Caleb's season.
And that is the most calm take we will ever see on the text
line. Don't let it happen again, text line. You could be meaner than that.
Yeah, we're used to you guys saying crazy stuff.
And that's okay. We still love you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, I mean, I felt it my first year. You know, you kind of get that just a little bit of sense of hatred, sense of urgency, you know, coming into this week. And that's kind of just the culture of, you know, the North. You know, we see these guys twice a year, and we're not big fans of each other. So that message gets passed down pretty easily.
But, you know, I mean, the Bears definitely has a different, you know, vibe, different energy to it. You know, regardless of, you know, if one of the teams is 1-9 or if, you know, both teams are, you know, undefeated, I feel like it's always going to be the same kind of energy. Regardless, it's going to be a, you know, a gritty game, you know, a tough game that's going to be a four-quarter battle. So, you know, we're just going to go out there, try to, you know, get after them early and, you know, hopefully it won't be a close game. I mean, the top spot's where we want to be. So, I mean, really, we're just starting with the NFC North. They're at the top of the NFC North right now. So, we're coming for that spot.
For the number one spot.
Because the Bears have it now. Packers are gunning for it. That's Evan Williams. Man, that bourbon's solid.
Good pitcher, too.
It's true.
It's pretty cheap.
It is, considering.
Affordable.
Yeah.
Not as cheap as Hawkeye vodka.
No, not that cheap. Nothing can be that cheap.
And then Christian Watson.
I thought he would be better.
He's good, though.
He is good, but I thought that he could be, like, game-changing better for them.
I think he's offense-changing for them.
You guys heard of Guagi? Go up and get it, guy.
He has a lot of Guagi skills. But there's a trust from Jordan to him and an eagerness from Jordan to get him the ball and a serious go-get-it, whether it's up or side-to-side or whatever, for Christian. I feel like he changes their offensive ceiling. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. He's been hurt a lot. You see the inconsistencies of the games played for him. He's pretty productive when he plays. But they got a lot of targets, a lot of different people he can go to. But I just feel like he changes, you know, what's possible for that Packers offense when he's out there.
Yeah, I think he's really good. I just thought, I was like, oh, they got one of those. Like, they got the guy that Aaron Rodgers was waiting for them to get for years and years and years.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But if you look at the targets, you know, I don't know that he has received the targets that would merit even the skill set, because, I mean, Jaden Reed's been hurt all year for them, but they like him. They even like Dontavian Wicks, who comes up with big catches.
And Romeo Doubs comes up with big catches.
And there was a while where Bo Melton was one of their leading receivers over the last couple years. They got a lot of dudes, and they're all young, and Jordan's got chemistry with a lot of them.
And they've started to, I think, handle the Kraft injury better. I think when he got hurt, it shook them because he was doing so much for their offense. And now it looks like they've settled back down and like, okay, here's where those targets are going to go. Here's how we're going to make up for a big weapon of our offense not being available.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've got a lot of different dudes. Dobbs has 71 targets on the year. Kraft's still second at 44. Then it's Wicks, then Jacobs, then Watson, and then Golden is there, then Musgrave and Wilson, the running back. And then, I mean, they got a lot of different dudes. Heath, we hadn't even mentioned Malik Heath, so they're loaded with some
Heath.
Dudes. It's delicious. It's a really good bar.
It is a good bar.
It's a very solid candy.
Let's talk about the defense of the Packers here for a second.
Goodness.
I was driving around this morning, and I was able to hear David and Ruthie. Mully was out today, and they had their opportunity to talk with Stacey Dales. And as we mentioned earlier, Stacey's locked in, right? Like, yeah. She is talking to people all around the country. And when it comes to Bears Packers, like, the NFC North has been her wheelhouse for a long time. So David asked her about the Bears offense and what it would look like against the Packers defense. Here's what she said.
Well, I think everybody right now realizes that downfield, Caleb Williams has not been particularly accurate and his completion percentage hasn't been particularly good and also under pressure. But there's a dilemma in that. So Caleb is 42% completion rate under pressure this season, under quarterback pressure, which is the fifth lowest in the NFL. So he's completing 42% of his passes under pressure. Here's the problem. In every conversation I have, and this included with the Eagles last week, because I, you know, talk to sources because I like to be informed when I have conversations like we're having right now. He has such great escapability. He's simply not taking sacks. I mean, he's not taking sacks to the point of, even when the thing isn't blocked up, Caleb isn't taking sacks. So when he's feeling that pressure, he's evading it. And that's a problem. And he's able to throw on the run. But, you know, given that, the completion percentage is down. I think, you know, you'd much rather take away the run game if you're the Green Bay Packers, which they've been really good at, than if you're going to give something up, than the passing game. But I think it's going to click at some point for the Bears. I really do. I mean, here's the thing, though, that they're so good, Green Bay. They don't give up a bunch of yards, so they're number four total defense in football. They give up 19 points a game, and they're particularly good against the division in terms of their scoring defense. They're sixth in the league. They're the eighth best rushing defense in the NFL, and they're sixth against the pass. So they're good in every forum. You know, where I think it's going to be very interesting is big plays. The Bears lead the NFL with 94 big plays.
It's crazy. Like,
you think about that. So I just said all that in long-winded, and the Bears are the top big play. What is the big play? It's through the air, 20-plus yards in terms of completion, an attempt, and it's on the ground 10 or more yards. A lot of those big plays are run gains. So that's where the Bears are scorching you. They're scorching you with these big plays. They're scorching you with Caleb's legs, and he loves big moments. So he's going to take care of the football. We know that about Caleb. And Ben is going to put him in really advantageous situations to manage the game. And that's been their formula, and that's what the Packers have to figure out. They have to figure out Ben Johnson. Jeff Hafley has to figure out what Ben's next move is and take it away.
I am interested in the idea of making the Bears a passing team to try to get an advantage as a defense.
Because a lot of those big plays, by the way, have been run plays. Like she said, rushes of 10 yards or more, Bears far and away the most in the NFL.
How many?
54.
Good Lord.
The Ravens have 48, Buffalo 47. Bears have 54 runs of 10 yards or more. And that's a good way to get to that total of 94 big plays.
And you would think that, I don't want to say that the Packers would initially sell out against the run, although maybe that's part of the strategy. But I imagine it will be part of what they try to do, to put some pressure on the Bears to throw their, like, play into Parsons and Gary. Be like, we're going to take away the run. You want to try a pass? Okay, cool. We're going to set up Micah over the top of your rookie left tackle that you're sending out there. either one of them.
Well, we talked a little while ago how they don't blitz much. If you're them, you know, maybe you bring a safety up. Let's say you bring a safety up because you're like, let's go ahead. Let's see what you can do. Caleb,
I dare you.
I dare you to go ahead and beat us over the top. And if it is a pass play, bring that safety. Bring that safety. And even though you're not typically a blitzing team, all of a sudden you are giving opportunities for Parsons, for Micah and Gary. Like, who knows what Jeff Hafley's going to do. It's the big question about the Bears' ceiling this year.
It's the roof.
Is what Stacey said. She said, I think that passing game is going to click at some point.
I do too.
Okay. Ben hopes it is. When Ben talked about, before he said the stuff yesterday about game management, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, when he said the stuff that was like, oh, wow, that offensive game, passing game needs to go next level. He's wondering and he's waiting. Because if Caleb could beat you down the field when you sell out against the run, that's how you become a 35-45 point team. You know, I mean, that's how you can beat absolutely anybody.
That's how you get yourself a 15,000 square foot house in Scottsdale.
Seriously, though, man,
like notice, by the way, Stacey said, manage the game.
Yes.
At the quarterback spot.
Yeah, because that's what you got to do. Micah has 6 sacks in the last 3 weeks.
He's really good at football.
He is the first player with 12 sacks in each of his first 5 seasons ever in the NFL.
Oh.
Every year.
So since ever, Jerry.
Since ever. Since ever. So, well, at least since 82 when the NFL made an official stat. But the first 5 seasons, he's got 12 sacks every single year.
It feels like it's good. There's still 5 games left to play, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of football left to play. How about quarterback pressures?
I like pressures.
He's number 1 in quarterback pressures.
Even 70. With Myles Garrett doing what he's doing?
Yes, he has 70 quarterback pressures. That Lord. Is the most, according to NFL Next Gen Stats. You're right, 3rd in sacks because Myles Garrett has 19.
He's going to break the record this weekend.
This weekend. Probably this weekend. Then the Bears get him next week.
He's problematic.
Yeah, he
really I mean is. That from a football standpoint. As a citizen, he's like the best.
Miles?
Yeah.
Is he a good citizen?
He seems so. Now he's dating Chloe Kim, right? Olympian, gold medalist Chloe Kim.
Oh, that's a cool couple.
Snowboarder.
She's got a good vibe.
And they seem to have a great vibe together.
That's excellent. See, look at that.
A lot of Olympic gold going around the NFL these days.
Look at that.
Simone Biles.
Mr. Biles, that would fit double date. Simone and Chloe. And Miles and Jonathan.
Miles' neighbors probably love him because he's got that Halloween display every year with all the quarterbacks that he sacked with the little tombstones.
He can keep adding on.
Gets it.
He totally gets it. Let's hear from Mr. McKinney. And because I think this is a really good breakdown of if you want to know how the Bears are viewed from the outside, I think this is an excellent breakdown. Here's what he's seeing from Ben Johnson.
It's a long time rivalry, and you know had really good back and forth for a long time. But it was fun, just the atmosphere playing against them. You could feel the energy when we play against them. Every time we play them, we know what they're gonna bring, competition wise, and you know they know the same from us. So it's always a fun game to play, fun environment to be in, and obviously the fans enjoy it, so it's fun.
What's the difference you notice in them offensively this year?
They're creative. The play calling is a lot more creative than what they've done in the past. And then obviously, you know, they've got playmakers on their team. So then you add, obviously, Ben Johnson as their AC calling the plays. And it seems to me as if, you know, the playbook is really open and, you know, he's open to doing anything. And he has the, you know, they have the personnel to be able to do that. So I've noticed the creativity in that.
They sneak up on you at all this year?
No, not really. What's crazy, because they were they last year in the division? Mm-hmm. What's crazy is, like, even last year they had a good team. But, you know, sometimes, you know, all the pieces aren't, you know, where they need to be. And obviously you had Caleb, he was still a rookie quarterback. But he's got some games under his belt. He's a good player. And now you've got that AC that's you know, not afraid to call those plays and, you know, not afraid to get creative with what he's doing. So, you know, they did not, for me, they didn't really sneak up. I knew they were going to be good, especially when they got, when they ended up getting Ben Johnson. I was like, okay, they're going to have to be a problem this year. So, yeah.
What's the biggest area of growth you've seen from Caleb over the last year?
Better decision making. You know, I think, you know, last year, I think there was times where, like, and even I think if you saw it in college, like, there are times where, you know, he's extending the plays and he's making a lot of plays, but sometimes he was, like, forcing it when he didn't really need to. But now he's kind of balancing that now where it's, like, he knows when and when not to force, but then still being able to make plays, whether that's with his feet or with his arm. So he's a talented quarterback, and, you know, he's going to turn into a special one for this league.
They were 8-3 a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were number one in the North, and it sounds like you weren't totally shocked at even tracking them. But when they do go into Philly and win, how much does that kind of open your eyes of where they're at?
Yeah, I mean, it shows that they're a serious team. It shows that, you know, they're not messing around. They're trying to do exactly what we're trying to do. And so I think that's a good thing about it. Is, you know, you get, you know, two really good teams in the same division that are, you know, ultimately trying to do the same thing, win the division and then, you know, win a Super Bowl. So it's gonna be a good game, and you know, we can't wait to go out there and compete and challenge them.
I'm really glad we've heard so much from Xavier McKinney this week. Even just the two cuts today, that's the Packers' safety. That is a very smart football player. Like the way he was breaking down all things Caleb and mm-hmm. Ben and everything.
Seems prepared, doesn't he?
Seems incredibly well prepared. Like his analysis of Caleb as a guy who sometimes extends plays when he doesn't need to, but he's doing less of that now, but still able to make big plays with his arm. And his feet was like, oh, wow, that's a guy who's really watching a lot of tape and really getting ready for this game in a very intelligent way.
Defensive backs who play for Nick Saban, they better be elite, and they better be guys that think the game. I love this text. I was oddly surprised at how well McKinney spoke with the Bears. I don't like it. I get that. I get that. You're like, because when you hear it, you're like, oh, they know.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Like, this isn't a surprise to them. Like, they're very aware of what's going on here.
Well, John Kuhn says still maybe 2 years away.
Yeah, he did say that.
See, we gave the Bears bulletin board material. Yeah. There it is.
We're good at that. That's a show.
That's what I heard. Something like that.
Whether it's deserved or not, we're really good at that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's funny. Like, I don't like the way they talk about the Bears. Like, they know us. Like, they, you know, like they do. They're ready. They're ready for, that's why for this jelly.
That's why this is fun. It's fun because both teams are good.
Yeah.
It's fun because something is on the line.
Dude, it's
now.
Sometimes the A team, you know, anybody? Thank you. That's what
Tanny was part
for.
Of the A team.
Yeah. Oh, it's right. He was.
Yeah.
That's back when clowns made you bicycles.
Well, clowns still make me bicycles.
They still
thanks
do.
To you.
They
did you pay that
do.
Guy?
I did. I took care of Balloon Dave. Dave Fleming, the great Balloon Dave. But yeah, you know, it's like it's the A team, the broadcast team is on the game, not because, well, you know, Bears Packers is always big. We should be on it. No, they're on it because these are two of the best teams in the NFC.
Yes.
They're atop the standings, and it is massively impactful on the entire league, on the playoff structure, in your fantasy league, like everywhere. This is just flat out a big, big game this time.
If you went back 6 weeks, it wasn't that odd to say that the Packers could win the NFC. And they went through that lull. And since then, they've been on a 3-game win streak. And we've been talking about the impact that Micah Parsons has had mm-hmm. on them. This is a really good football team with a very interesting quarterback. And he's the type of guy that can play you in or play you out. It feels like he plays them out of more games, but that's not the reality. It just feels like it.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of big plays. And sometimes you watch, you talk about arm talent. You got two guys with incredible arm talent. Some of the throws that you see Jordan Love make, you're like, how did he do that? Like, how was he able to whip that pass while falling backwards. Mm-hmm. And it somehow still have touch on it. These are two guys that are very impressive in that regard. It scares me a little bit, that number that Stacy threw out about the pressure. And will you see, like what you're talking about, Speak, some simulated stuff with knowing that the two guys on the end for Green Bay can get home on their own, that they don't need help. Mm-hmm. But maybe you make Caleb think that there's going to be more happening that's actually happening. So the cat and mouse of it is fascinating.
The last eight games, Jordan Love has been over 70% in six of them. Six of the last eight games. He has thrown 13 touchdowns in those last eight games and just three interceptions. So he's playing at a very, very high level.
That's pretty good and makes him very, very dangerous. Dangerous.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Caleb Williams, who's looking for his first career game-winning drive to end his first season. It'll come down to Cairo Santos from 51 yards. Good snap. Good hold. The kick on the way by Santos, and it is good! The Bears' losing streak comes to an end on the final play of the regular season.
That was Joe Davis, courtesy of Fox Sports. Do you remember that? This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was back on January 5th of this calendar year.
You just said that so you can remind people that the Bears are 1-0 at Lambeau and 1-0 versus Green Bay in the year 2025.
That sounds undefeated to me.
Yeah.
It was a 24-22 win over the Packers. And I talked about this with Patrick Manley yesterday, Marshall, when we had him on. A lot of people wanted the Bears to lose that game to get a better draft pick. I completely understand that reasoning. But for whatever reason, I was like, no, they need to stop this losing streak. I don't care who the coach is going to be. I wanted the coach to be Ben Johnson. At that point, we knew there was an opening. But I do think it's important for a team to have something to come away with from a season like that. And I don't know why, but I tend to think that they say it didn't matter. They can't bring it over from last year or whatever, but I think that faith in yourself, knowing that you can beat the Packers at Lambeau, does somehow carry over to this season, and at least knowing that there was a bright spot and it builds. Is that too Pollyanna? Am I being too rose-colored glasses here?
I think to say that it doesn't matter speaks to not understanding how psychology works.
I get it. Like, there's no real effect. I get that.
Well, no, I think there is a psychological effect to having done something. It's like when you were a kid and you were doing, say, trick shots on a basketball hoop.
Kobe!
Yeah. So you took ridiculous looking shots, you know, whether it was, you know, snapping the ball through your legs like a football, like a long snapper would, to see if you could make it. And you miss. If you actually make it, you're like, oh, I can do this. I believe I can do this. And I think for every one of the Bears that was there for that game at Lambeau, regardless of the circumstances, you say Green Bay wasn't trying as hard because they didn't need the win. You could say whatever you want, but for the Bears who experienced that, specifically the quarterback, remember, that stopped them from ending the season on an 11-game losing streak. There's different levels to it as well, but to get a win at Lambeau, he's only been to Lambeau once. What happened to Caleb Williams when he went to Lambeau Field?
1-0.
That to me, it means something. Now, I'm not saying it's a world beater or end all or anything, but I'm just saying he's going to go to Lambeau understanding that, oh yeah, I've won here before.
That's it to me. I do think there is something to be said about, oh, we've done this. And we've been there. We've done that.
You know what that is, Layla? It's living in the known. Because they know they can do it. They've done it.
It's a confidence level.
Yeah.
And I do think they're playing with that right now. I know that the first two or three games of the season this year weren't pretty. I get all of that. But I was thinking about it when I was on my way into work today. I thought about how much last year's game actually matters. I know it does to us, to we who are watching, but I don't necessarily know how much they. I think there is an immeasurable to it. And when I hear that, it reminds me of that idea. Was that the original topic in question? No, this was. How important is it for Caleb Williams to outplay Jordan Love this time around? We know Jordan Love ended up only having 12 attempts in that game. Malik Willis also played in that game, so that changed matters for the Bears. But at the same time, this is the face-off of two of the newer generation quarterbacks. Can't say that as much about Jordan Love. He's a veteran now, but the bottom line is he's not Aaron Rodgers and he's not Brett Favre, and this feels new for everybody watching, knowing the Bears are embarking on this new era for them. This is another check mark and another benchmark for them in this, I think, a new order.
For Ben Johnson, I think it's important to have his quarterback at a certain bar, a certain level. I understand that everybody is really happy and high off of the running smash attack that we witnessed in Philadelphia. And you would love to see that happen again at Green Bay. At the same time, you can also say that you want to see Caleb Williams be the class of the NFC North. And this is an obstacle. And when you talk about who's better, Caleb Williams or Jordan Love, I can tell you this, Jordan Love is the more accomplished quarterback because he's done more because he's been playing longer. And you can say, well, even if he's been playing longer, he would have had a better, you know, first season. I mean, he had a pretty good first season after riding the pine and then learning and watching. But I think this week is important. I don't think he necessarily has to outplay Jordan Love if they go ahead and get the win, but it would be a nice thing to see in terms of his development and taking the next step to where he needs to be if they want this to be the playoff run that a lot of people are dreaming about since that Eagles win.
Well, and it is compelling to see the arc of Jordan Love's, even just the numbers. 2023, he threw for 4,159 yards. He had a quarterback rating of 96.1 that year. He had 32 touchdowns to go with 11 interceptions. And then the passing numbers and yards have just gone down since then. And we know largely because of how the receivers have changed. 3,389 yards the next year. 25 touchdowns to the 11 INTs. So that was a setback from the passing game standpoint. Then this year, he's already up to 2,794 yards. But he's only thrown for 3 interceptions and 19 scores. So you see how the offense has changed even in that time.
You could make the argument Jordan Love is on the way to having his best season as a quarterback because his completion percentage at 67% is higher than it's ever been. The interceptions are down, just 3. So he's on pace to turn the ball over single-digit times for the first time in his career in a full season.
It's that part for me. It is when you describe the Green Bay offense as being more efficient this year, that's it. But his to pass 4,200 yards, which is what he would have to do. He'd have to get to 4,200 yards, I think, to make the argument for his best year. That's a high bar. And Caleb Williams, you want to see get to that kind of yardage total. Here's the key, though. As we know, Jordan Love's career didn't start out as the main character. So that was in his third season. I don't know that Caleb Williams necessarily has to outthrow Jordan Love on Sunday. But I do want to see Caleb Williams in his third season have those kind of numbers.
I'll say this. When we talk about outplaying one or the other this week, I'm looking less at necessarily the yards thrown for or total yardage, because that could be rushing yards plus passing yards and the number of touchdowns. Did your offense put up a whole bunch of points? Did you take care of the football? Those are the two things I'm going to be looking at, is like, how many points did you score? How many drives did you lead, whether it was a rushing attack involved heavily or not? And then did you fumble it away? Did you get first downs on third and whatever? And did you get your team into the end zone? Because I think ultimately it's going to be field goals versus touchdowns this week.
Well, and Jordan Love did that. I mean, that's exactly what the Packers were able to do against the Lions, throwing for 4 touchdown passes. And it was the exact opposite, I think, of what we saw the Bears do against the Eagles from that standpoint. You know, like there was the O-line gave him time to throw. He showed you what he was going to do with that. They neutralized, you know, the opposing rush from the Lions in a way that made sense. That's something that we have to keep an eye on from a defensive standpoint for the Bears. That's not Jordan Love out-throwing or out-dueling Caleb Williams. That's the Bears' defensive line and pass rush needing to step up. Being more healthy, I tend to think that that's going to be the case. I don't need Caleb Williams to throw for 4 touchdown passes.
Although that would be nice.
It would be fantastic. But if he doesn't, I don't think that he has to, quote, outplay him to show what he needs to show.
So I think we're in agreement that it doesn't necessarily have to be Caleb Williams outplaying Jordan Love, as that's the topic we're discussing here on Raheem Harris and Grody. But I think he has to assert himself in a way to make you feel like the development is continued. And of course, priority number one, the Bears just need to go to Lambeau and get a win to stay at the number one spot in the NFC.
Well, and 815 brings up a good point on their text line, 312-644-6767. When was the last time the Bears won 4 road games in a row? They could do that this week. The benchmarks keep coming. The good measurements keep coming. And then 847 has a good point too. Love does turn the ball over at times that are very inopportune. You know, you can make him crumble under pressure in that way. That's something that I feel like Dennis Allen is going to game for. Knowing that he's got a healthier secondary, we can expect more snaps out of Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon this week. Don't you think we're going to see more secondary blitz packages because of it?
I don't know what we're going to see.
Or just confusing looks?
So that's the thing. I feel like I'm going to be confused as a viewer when I'm watching what Dennis Allen is doing, because we don't know what he's going to do based on a week to week, what he's shown us he's willing to do, depending on who the quarterback is and what the game plan is for that week. But so far, it's been working very well during this 5-game winning streak for the Bears, and the fact that they've won 9 out of their last 10 games. And you brought up a great point, or I guess the texter did, and we talk about it, is the road wins in a row. Every time I look at the standings, Layla, I look at that home versus road. They're 4-1 at home. They're 5-2 on the road. But here's the big thing. After this game, if they can find a way to win at Lambeau, there's a level of comfort in knowing that 3 of your last 4 games are at Soldier Field. And knowing you have the ground game that they have. And knowing that TJ Edwards should be back at some point between now and the end of the season. It feels like the Bears are getting whole, and they've got that home field advantage playing. And with home field advantage through the end of the regular season after this week, they can secure home field advantage through the playoffs.
The hope springs eternal with you. I'm just not there to do that math yet, especially when the NFC is this wide open.
Oh, I've got that math on deck.
I do think there's some math when it comes to that's valid when it comes to what happens if they beat the Packers.
Yes.
Then I think it's over 60% odds that they win the division. That's my main stat that I'm kind of drawing from this week. What is your likelihood of winning the division if they beat the Packers on the road? It becomes remarkably higher because of not only the indication of the success, but then also what you're seeing the team do from just a win stacking standpoint, which I never thought that I could say. Even when you look at last year's box score and you see the numbers, it's just it's frustrating to read. For example, Bears 5-12, 1-7 away.
1-7.
Green Bay Packers 11-6, 6-3 at home.
So that was their only road win last year. I guess you're right. I've forgotten about that. But see, what a whole new world we live in.
A brave new world.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.